Good morning, this is Marilyn and Jet with your ADMZ Lens. In local news, the annual Refugee Week celebrations are occurring in Queensland. Held from 16 to 22nd June, the program's full focus on strength through adversity, aiming to welcome and support refugees. These include documentary screenings, art workshops, and asylum seekers sharing their experiences. This comes after budget increases for asylum seekers and refugee assistance was announced last week, allowing its service to include expanded support for certain visas and emergency relief. Minister for Multicultural Affairs Chris Mullen says Queensland is dedicated to treating everyone with dignity, encouraging Queenslanders to embrace and understand these complex journeys refugees and asylum seekers take.
National news, stop it at the start. The Albanese government launches a new campaign today to combat youth violence and disrespect. With the parent caregiver first approach, adults will learn the new and hidden forms of disrespect young people face every day online. Minister for Social Services, Amanda Rishworth, says there is a growing echo chamber online, which adults need to learn how to recognise and tackle. The Stop It at the Start campaign will be shown across television, online video, social media and cinema from today until May 2025. If you or someone you know is experiencing or at risk of experiencing domestic, family or sexual violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Or chat online via www.1800respect.org.au. For your weather today, it's currently sunny. We've got some light winds swinging westerly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour in the morning, then becoming light in the late evening. It's 12 degrees, nice and chilly this morning with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. You.
Thanks, Jet and Mar.